Right now on The Local, I am joined by Galen Lee. How are you doing, Galen?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for joining us this evening. We are now just about, a little over a year into the quarantine, and you've been live streaming concerts just about from the start, haven't you?
Yeah, I started. We had to turn around when the pandemic kind of got in full swing. We were on the way out to Colorado, so we got home after a canceled tour, and I decided that the next week, the 20th of March, that I would do a live show, and it went over well. And so people were like, are you going to do this every week? And I was like, I guess I could do this every week. So I'm having my 52nd show this Sunday. So it's been a long time now. Weird.
Yeah, how does that feel? It's 52 shows. What have you kind of learned over the course of those? What things that work, things that maybe don't work as well in that type of setting for a concert?
Oh my gosh, they've changed a lot. The very first one was just like my Chromebook going straight to YouTube, and the audio quality was terrible and the video was terrible, and I didn't have any equipment. So I've upgraded that, and I've learned how to use software where I can have a different special guest every week, and the music sounds good every week now. Like, fingers crossed, you know, it's still technology, but everything is going better. So every week I have a different artist come in and perform a few of their own songs, and then we chat, and then I end the show with my own music still. So it's become like a variety show that's really fun, different people every week. So I really like it. I'm going to keep going through at least the end of this year for sure.
Yeah, I have to ask you about that. You know, with these guests, there's kind of definitely some good dialogue. Have you enjoyed being the host of a show as like not playing the music, you know, doing that aspect of it? How has that been?
It's a lot more fun than I was expecting. I mean, I knew it would be cool because I like the people that I have on, and that's why I asked them to do it, right? But the idea of, like, having an authentic conversation every week and talking about creativity, it's been really inspiring for me, like, bringing new energy to the show. And so that's why I decided to keep it going, because I have guests booked out till November now. And it's really fun and low-key, and the people watching are often asking questions in the chat of the guests. So it's very interactive, and it fulfills me in a way that I probably wouldn't have tried to do if it wasn't for the pandemic. You know what I mean? I never thought of doing anything like this, but I really enjoy it.
Yeah, it's been really fun to see you with this kind of wide variety. Both, I've really enjoyed seeing the local artist and some more national kind of musicians as well, that mix between our music scene here and the wider American music scene and beyond, I guess, has been really fun to see. How did all those guests kind of come about? You said that those are people you know. Is that the main route that you've taken?
Yeah, sorry, of course, right now I'm starting to cough. That's terrible. Anyways, so what I did is I decided to, like, I was thinking about it, like, what could keep these shows fresh? And I was like, you know, one thing I have is we've been touring for 4 years straight. So I have all these people that we've met. So I just went through my phone and I texted everyone in my phone through the letter M. And I sent them a link and said, if you want to sign up, like, here's a place to sign up. And it just filled up. Like, I haven't even gotten past M yet, which is ridiculous. But I'm hoping, that's why I kind of think if I can keep the momentum going with people watching and different kinds of guests, I think this show could go on for a long time because I haven't even exhausted the list of people that I would love to have on, you know. So it's kind of first come, first serve, and it just kind of booked itself up, and then it was going on its way.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm looking forward to see who is coming kind of down the road on the show. For people who maybe haven't tuned in, haven't left any comments, do you want to give them some info on kind of where they can find it and what time it airs?
Yeah, it airs every single Sunday at 2:00 Central Time, so right in the afternoon. The easiest way to find it is just to go to my YouTube page. It's just youtube.com/Galen Lee. The upcoming shows will be listed, and then there's also an archive of all the previous shows right below that, so it's pretty easy to see when you get onto my YouTube page. If you go to my website, usually I have the, I always have the most recent concert on there as well. So that's violinscratches.com. So those are the two easiest ways to find them. And this week I have Carl and Liesl Doty of the duo The Dotys. Carl's actually my cousin, but they are both amazing contemporary classical musicians. And I know it's going to be a really fun show, kind of like the anniversary show, I guess.
Awesome. Yeah. Is that the, so is this Sunday the 1 year anniversary? I couldn't quite find the.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This
wow.
Sunday is, so the 20th, I'm doing like a full concert just on Zoom for private, like a private concert, to mark the actual 1 year anniversary. But this show coming up, on the 14th is the 52nd week of shows. So I guess that counts, right? So it's about a year in. It's so weird how fast and slow the year went all at once.
Yeah, it definitely is a mixture of, it depends on what you were thinking about, it feels like, for at least me and my personal life. Some things I feel like they just happened. Some things it feels like this has just been stretching on for way longer than it actually has. But let's talk about the album that you released during the quarantine, and it's made up of songs that you performed on these weekly live streams.
Yeah, I decided, you know, I wanted to release something during the pandemic, just kind of, you know, get out some new music. And I had written a song that I hadn't released anywhere yet. So I kind of compiled some of the cooler performances. Because one of the things I've been doing during the weekly shows is once in a while I'll improvise. So I'll ask the audience for a cue, like sunrise or winter, and I'll play an improvisational instrumental piece, like just kind of thinking about their theme. And so this album is almost all that, and then there's two vocal songs that I wrote on there as well. And it's all taken out of the live performances, but they're mixed and mastered and stuff, so it's a little better audio quality than just like the YouTube, but they are live, performed live. And it was just kind of a fun project. The cover art is a painting that I did. I've been watercolor painting this year. Just kind of a memento from the past 12 months, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I guess before we go any further, let's we're going to take a listen here to a tune off of that project, which is called The Living Room Sessions. And I believe we're going to listen to This Hunger Won't Leave. All right, let's take a listen.
Won't you grab a hold of this hammer? Won't you grab a hold of this hammer? Won't you grab a hold of this hammer and build a new day with me?
That is This Hunger Won't Leave from Galen Lee and her Living Room Sessions album. And we are chatting with Galen right now. Do you want to tell us a little bit about how that song came to be?
Yeah, that song is the last song I wrote before the pandemic hit. I wrote it in January. And, you know, I'm one of those people that loves new years and new months, you know, because it's kind of like a clean slate. But it was in the middle of the month and I was already feeling like the habits that I was trying to strive for were kind of coming crashing down, you know, the New Year's resolution. So this song is sort of about the feeling of kind of like dealing with the same stuff all the time, the same struggles, like not being able to get past them, I guess. And so, but that nonetheless, there's, for some reason, you're kind of always hopeful that you'll figure it out eventually. And that's sort of what that tune is about. And then it, you know, everything this year happened after that, and it kind of felt like, whoa, you know, that's sort of the feeling of the whole year is how that ended up translating for me personally anyways.
Yeah, it seems like very fitting for kind of how people, I'm sure myself included, have been feeling during quarantine. But it's kind of interesting how things written before that come to match up so well with our current state of affairs. Well, let's see. With all the time we've all had during quarantine, did you have some time to kind of re-up or reaffirm those kind of resolutions?
Yeah, actually, I feel like this year was a good year of growth. I mean, despite all the sadness and the terrible things that happened all around us, and including in my own family and stuff, there was obviously coronavirus was really difficult. But for us, being home for a whole year was kind of interesting because we've been gone for the last four. And so I've done things like started painting and like actually working out regularly and just trying to, you know, learn new things. And so I think being forced to be home for a while was maybe kind of a good thing, or like at least turned into something that I don't regret or whatever. I think going forward, it just makes you kind of think really hard about the daily choices you make when you're around. You're in the same environment all the time. You kind of realize your patterns easier, you know?
Yeah, they are kind of, they're staring right at you, you know? I know I've had that. Kind of realizing and definitely feeling like some ruts we're in. But I'm glad to hear that you are making the best of it, despite it being, you know, such a tough and really kind of horrific situation for so many people.
Yeah, it doesn't minimize the badness that came, you know, that happened because of it. But I think, you can learn from any situation, basically, right? So that's what we're trying to do over here in our little apartment. So.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that. So outside of music, kind of what have you been up to lately? I know you said you've taken up painting over the quarantine. Anything else new that you've been getting into? Outside of music?
Yeah. Well, besides those shows, which was a pretty big part of the year, I've been doing a ton more cooking. We started taking some cooking classes online earlier in the year. And then the thing I'm excited about, like, professionally, I guess, is I'm writing a memoir about kind of my whole life, but about touring as a disabled artist and just accessibility in the arts. That'll be a part of it. But I decided this year, especially like now, starting from like February till October of this 2021, I'm really going to write pretty much full time until it's over, because I figure I probably won't be back on the road until early next year, just because I want to make sure that everybody who wants to be vaccinated is vaccinated before I start holding indoor events and stuff. So I'm going to do writing, and it's been really fun. I have a Patreon team, and I send them little excerpts every time I write a different chapter, like a little part of it, so that I can get some feedback as I go. And it's a very different process than writing a song, because it's such a longer project, but it's fun. Like, I'm enjoying trying something totally different. That's kind of how painting feels, too. I love music, and doing the shows has kept me connected to that, but I felt like I was in the mood to try some other stuff, and so this year trying to do a couple of different things creatively has been really fun.
Yeah, I'm sure that will be a really interesting read and novel from your perspective. Any kind of timeline on that, or is that just a work in progress, see when it gets done kind of thing?
Well, I think I have, it's not completely confirmed, but I think I have a publisher lined up, and if that comes through, the first draft will be due in October, like the end of October. And so it sounds like so long away, but it's only really 6 or 7 months from now, and I have a lot more to write. So it's definitely becoming more real as I start planning, like, how it's going to get out in the world. So, yeah, just taking time to write as often as I can and get down, you know, I have an outline and everything, but get down the stories from childhood and then move into touring and music and, disability rights and stuff. It's going to be really, I hope it'll be a fun read. I'm trying to keep it entertaining, but you would, like, walk away learning something about disability rights. at the end of it. You know what I mean? That's sort of the goal of the book.
Yeah, that sounds like a really interesting read, and I think something that could be, you know, a great opportunity for many people to kind of learn about that topic, and also specifically learn about you. So I'm definitely, for one, interested in reading that whenever it comes out. But before we wrap up this interview today, Galen, I just wanted to thank you so much for coming on, and it's really good to hear that you have been and doing well and kind of finding whatever positives you can throughout this quarantine. We're going to wrap up the interview today with a remix of one of your songs. You want to tell us a little bit about this particular piece and how this came about?
Yeah, this is a fun one. I'm glad you're playing it. I released that live album, you know, back in October, I think. And I know a guy down in Minneapolis who I'm sure many of you have heard of, Jeremy Yildesacker. He's an amazing guitarist, and he's just so talented. And he sent me a text message and said, can I remix one of your songs? And I was like, sure. Because he said, I've been listening to Dragons and Fairies. That's what I was picturing when I played it. And I totally hear these other sounds. So him and his son and a friend of theirs, they all kind of added their own instrumentation to change this from straight violin and loops to like kind of an epic saga of a dragon versus fairies, basically.
Awesome. That is, I love the idea of kind of remixing. It definitely helps us out here. On the local, gives us some more material, but just cool to see Minnesota musicians working with other, you know, that's kind of the dream. Minnesota artists covering remixing in this case, another Minnesota tune. Well, thank you so much. Yeah, thank you so much for joining us, Kaylin. It's been really fun to talk to you tonight, and I hope you continue to do well, and good luck on finishing that book as well.
Thank you so much. Take care. Have a great night.
Let's take a listen. This is a remix from Galen Lee's Living Room Sessions. It's Dragons and Fairies. Let's take a listen.